This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we start with this topic, peen?
Sure.
Peen. Yeah. Had asparagus as a part of the meal back-to-back nights. I just peed during the break. I know the audience really wants to know. I have that smell from asparagus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you?
Oh, yes.
Dave, do you?
I just like asparagus. I don't eat it much.
Yeah. So you don't even know? What kind of answer is that? Answer the damn question.
Yeah, last time I had asparagus, I don't remember the pee being very pungent the next day.
Why is asparagus the one food that when we pee, we smell it?
Well, there is a scientific explanation for that.
Seems odd, though, right?
It's not the only food. It's just the most unique food.
What other food? Without Googling it, you know, without
what other food that you kind of smell a little something?
There's nothing else. Like if I have like a pizza.
Liver and onions.
I can't tell. Like
gefilte fish.
I'm 0 for 2 on. I don't remember if I'm sure I've had them both.
Prove me wrong. You can't.
Gefilte fish sounds so foods that sound awful, but you might eat them. That sounds terrible. What do we have?
Well, this is according to WebMD that asparagus might be the most common reason for stinky pee.
Yeah.
The harmless odor is caused by a breakdown of asparagusic acid.
Come on.
Your genes.
Sure. Come on, scientists.
Whether you can smell the sulfur genetic byproducts.
Right.
If you can't, that is called asparagus.
No, it's
anosmia.
No.
What a coincidence that it's from asparagus food and then it's called asparagus acid.
Little miracles.
What a break that is.
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. So in other words, I'm right.
Other foods that did you Google that?
You can't think of one. You went.
Why?
You
decided onions.
You decided to go with two Jewish treats for some reason. I don't know why. It was the bagel next, or I don't know where you were going. What do you have, Dave Harrigan? Let's go to the
Google.
Let's go to the peeing desk.
This from Urology of Greater Atlanta.
Great peeing.
That's where you go.
Why not us? Well, I know this. We probably shouldn't go to Minnesota Urology right now. They're not on a roll.
They certainly do list asparagus as the number one with a bullet, but other foods and beverages that can also affect the
sometimes
odor.
Sometimes you have a little beverage.
Brussels sprouts, onion, coffee, cumin, garlic, pineapple.
No, I'm no for all those. I love them all. But I never
love them, and they can make your urine.
I know, but I never. Where's the cumin? You know.
Anyway, asparagus does make you smell. When my kids were younger, I thought maybe that would incentivize them
to
have asparagus. Yep. Right, like go see what happens.
Yeah,
and it still did not work. You're like, they're boys. Like, let's see if being gross is part of raising boys.
To try to convince them to have a vegetable.
Correct.
How was your big event at Murray's?
Nice. Had a nice lunch.
Yeah.
Tim was there.
Did you tell him I said hello?
I did.
Yeah.
No. It was good. Like, you know, Where do you stand on, like, the martini for lunch? It used to be a cliche, the 2-3 martini lunch.
How many did you have?
None.
Okay.
I had a glass of wine.
Yeah.
Well, I have another topic on that as well, but it's probably an off-air conversation. Mm.
I'm not the biggest martini guy.
Oh, you don't like martini?
It's not that I don't like them.
It's just not your go-to.
It's not my go-to.
So if you could marry one
martini
cocktail.
Marry one cocktail.
What would your cocktail be?
I love the old-fashioned.
Yeah.
That's it.
Wide variety and quality in old-fashioned.
That's it. I think everybody...
It does make it fun to order.
Yeah.
Because some are good, some are not.
Yeah. And some really try to be different.
Yeah. Do you like the different or not?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. Also, some fall flat on their face. And you know what they would say to me? I fell flat on my face.
Yeah.
Because they would say their drink is good. How about you? You have to marry one drink.
Mm-hmm. Might be the daiquiri.
The daiquiri?
I think the daiquiri, people have this sort
too
of Caribbean.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, that's the gross daiquiri.
Yeah.
So a very good daiquiri, simple drink.
Yep.
Just rum, lime, sugar.
Yeah.
Getting it right.
Yeah.
Hard to do.
It's a lot of sugar.
Can be.
Yeah.
But, like, I think Meteor Bar has a terrific daiquiri. $10. Terrific.
In our town,
I make them
now,
at home. Wonderful.
In our town now, $10 is not bad.
You know, I was thinking about this last night. I was at the opening of a new restaurant in St. Paul on Grand Avenue called Russell's.
Okay.
And Monday, we're at the opening of a restaurant called Minari. Somehow, like, apparently, all of you rich
Menards
people.
Menards has a restaurant.
Menards, yeah.
Dave, did you know that?
And it. All,
save big money? Yeah.
All the food that you can fit in the brown paper bag, if you send back
that should
the
be
rebate.
11%.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Minari. Okay.
Minari. M-I-N-A-R-I.
When are you not at a restaurant opening?
Well, this is what I'm saying. The rich people of Minnesota are
I'm looking at one right here.
We're opening all these restaurants because we have made so much money in crypto over the last week. Like, let's just go. I don't know. It's like restaurant city. All of a sudden, all these restaurants. But I've been looking at the price of cocktail.
Yeah.
Because what would you say, like, standard, like, la-di-da kind of restaurant? Minneapolis.
$16-$17.
Agreed. $16-$17.
It's a lot.
Minari. Or you get, like, the little where it's like an ounce and a half.
It's a joke.
Like, it's cute.
It's $5, and you're like, really?
So Minari in Northeast, everything was, like, $14, which, like, a Danny Del Prado-affiliated restaurant, which he's got, like, Martina and Porzana.
Huge fan. Yep.
You're like, $14? Pretty good. Yeah, like, they know they're in Northeast. Then Russell's in St. Paul on Grand Avenue. You're like, St. Paul, like, we're not going to be getting goofy here, are we? No, it was like more like 13. But that is still like sort of the
where we're at.
Cocktails are expensive.
You think restaurants are better now at being reflective?
I think they're
of
keeping
the area.
I just have noticed like the variety depending on where you are. Because it's just all you can get away with.
North Loop, $35.
Yeah.
North Loop, for some restaurants, they probably could.
When everybody upcharges the old fashioned because it's the most popular drink and you can sort of dress it up with a slightly more expensive bourbon.
That's what bugs me.
And
that
so you see the 15 to 20. I've seen a lot of $20 old fashioned.
Bugs me that the drink I like is as popular as it is.
I know.
I like being a little.
I do like a martini at a steakhouse. It feels right. I prefer an old man to take that martini.
Shake
the living daylights out of it.
I
want, like, the ice chips that, like, your regular.
And you want just a woman to serve it to you, but she can't make the drink? Is that what I'm hearing?
I'm just saying, like.
Isn't that what you heard, Dave?
Spot on.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I prefer to have a bunch of women with me also enjoying a martini. I don't think they should be serving me.
Yeah. Okay.
I like to dine with them.
Were you in the bar at Murray's or at a table?
A table in the bar.
Yeah.
There were five of us at this table.
Yeah. I think the Murray's bar has been a great upgrade to
Murray's. Yeah. When they remodeled in there.
Yeah.
And that's sort of a little hidden secret, I think, like on the way to a Twins game or a Wolves game.
I agree.
pop in, have a great steak burger. I had a French dip in honor of National French Dip Day.
Get out of here, seriously.
Yeah.
I'm calling Tim Murray and asking that the French dip be removed.
I had a French dip. It was delicious.
My God. It's never delicious.
Now, where do you come down on splitting the check, though?
With five of you?
Mm-hmm. I had a French dip.
Yeah, okay, so that's very good.
How do you think things worked out for DeRussia today? Not great.
I'm not going to say who, but during the Wolves days, there's a very good friend of mine who would always order the lesser item and then go very, very low with how much money was thrown in the pot.
Well, now everybody...
And it was awful.
Everybody puts in their card.
That's it, the card.
So the poor server...
Not this particular friend of mine. Never did that.
Never did that. It was just a cash situation.
Cash, and it was very low. Never commented for a tip.
I would feel bad. Like, my father-in-law would go out. He's not a big drinker, but he would go out with friends who would drink. And
that's tough, right?
You do get a little hosed, and do you want to be that guy? Like, oh,
this guy would be that guy.
I only had a Diet Coke, so I'm going to put in whatever. But sometimes
was that your father-in-law who visited us there briefly?
Sometimes you're with people who are ordering like
a lot,
or really expensive stuff, and now you got to pay one-third of the bill.
I see Harrigan.
What would you do, Harrigan?
Stepping up if let's say the three of us go out.
Mm-hmm. Where are we going?
And we're going to Murray's.
We're going to Murray's.
We're boozing it up. We split the silver butter knife. Okay.
I ordered a bottle of wine.
A bottle of wine, and I had four old fashions. And you had a Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe chicken tenders if they have them there.
Sounds good.
And we're like, we'll just split it three ways. Just go ahead.
What are you doing at that point?
Well, first of all, I'm showing up with a gift card. And secondly, I am handing it to the staff, saying that'll be $13.50 on the gift card. I'll take the rest back.
That does not shock me. Dental visits, because you had one recently. He had one today.
Yeah.
Dental visits. That the next aggressive topic on this whatever Dog and Pony Radio Show.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jason's going to take you home.
Sure. Why not?
Dave, you had a dentist appointment today, correct?
Ooh.
This morning, early.
Okay. How'd it go?
You had yours a couple days ago?
Yeah.
Okay. How did it go?
Teeth are in fine shape. Mm-hmm. I believe they said my mouth is immaculate. They've never seen anything like it.
Okay.
But
sure.
Now that I'm 7 hours or so past the point, I've realized something. Mm. I'm now on Team RFK Jr. I'm sick of the fluoride.
You're against
anti-fluoride?
I've still got the fluoride grit on my teeth. How long is this going to stay?
Well, the reports are in the last 20 minutes. He is going to be in charge of HHS.
Why do you get fluoride as an adult? As an adult, you get a fluoride treatment?
No, they offered it. They said, "Would you like fluoride?" Sure, why not? I guess
you just say yes. Like you're at the buffet, and it's like, "Do you want a
gravy?" I mean, we get mashed potatoes, sour cream.
Are you the guy that questions the dental hygienist?
I didn't realize RFK Jr. Was in the room.
I'm not. Why would I be getting...
I don't want your dang fluoride.
I feel like they don't give that to adults usually, do they?
My guy's Lee Lira. I'm trying to remember if I get an extra shot of fluoride. I don't think I do.
I don't think so. I'm the one, like, as an adult, in my file, it says... easy on the x-rays. Because I did a story years ago about radiation.
Oh.
And then the next, so I'm doing a good question on the 10 o'clock news about radiation. Like, are we exposed to too much radiation? And the takeaway was like, you know, you probably don't need as many dental x-rays as we all get. And so I go to the dentist the next day and they're like, all right, we saw it.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, jeez.
I've got the bag gag thing. So the x-rays for me are not fun.
I
really, really love
I flossed this morning because of because yesterday on the show, I had an interview about fluoride. And then, but the dental association guy was like, well, you should brush and you should floss. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to floss.
What a bold statement.
I'm not doing it.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
Okay.
And there's no...
Good answer.
Seriously.
So
Patriot right here.
So he's sticking it to Big Flaw.
Yes. So then we come back and I do this whole like rant about Big Flaws.
Yeah.
And how it's all just like Oral-B and gum and all of those guys just trying... Where's the evidence? Where's the evidence? And there was some Harvard Medical School research... It said there is no evidence that floss, like, it's good, it cleans out whatever, but it doesn't lead to fewer cavities. And so this dentist
calls
up. Do you
go like a year in between flossing? How often do you floss? I don't floss as much as I should.
So I floss every 6 months the night before my dentist appointment.
And whenever you have corn on the cob?
It's called cramming for an exam. It's what I do. But then this morning I felt guilty because this woman who is a dentist, Sarah, I think was her name, called up and just like let me have it for not flossing.
This morning? What, called you at home?
No, just on the show.
Oh, okay.
And you can hear that on the Drive Time with DeRusha podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was in the chair for about 8 seconds this morning before I got floss shaming number one.
Mm.
It was a theme throughout the appointment.
So they
at one point, okay, I got it. Okay.
Did they ask you? How often do you floss?
That's right standard. Away. That's standard.
Right. What do you answer truthfully or do you lie?
Well, I lied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do you lie?
I didn't say I floss every day. I said, you know, a couple times a week. A
couple times.
You know, it's.
I think I give the standard response. I think that most people not enough. This guy goes, never.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hardliner.
Well, as I always ask, I'm like, do you bring your car to the car wash when it's pristine?
No.
Two people in this room claim their mouths are immaculate.
Well, mine isn't. I go to the hygienist for the car wash of the mouth.
Yeah. And then you think you're good for 6 to 9 months.
6 months. She is so good, you know? Cleans that right up.
Is Alyssa aware of this? I mean, last time you kissed your wife, like 9 months ago or so?
You know what? There have been no complaints in that category.
Okay. Outside of peeing and dental work, what else do you have coming up?
Well, I don't know. I couldn't prepare for the show because I had to sit in here.
You were drinking and
that's whatever Cook says I need to talk about, I guess.
I think we'll talk a little canopy coming up here on an unprepared Drive Time with Jason.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.